Racine voters chose John Dickert to serve as their mayor beginning in 2009. But now he plans to abandon his post to take a job with the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. It represents mayors from more than 120 American and Canadian cities. Dickert shared a few reflections on both jobs with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz.
I first met Mayor John Dickert with a swarm of fellow journalists in January in a conference room down the hall from his spacious office in City Hall. We were there to learn more about the contentious plan allowing the city of Waukesha to divert drinking water from Lake Michigan. Dickert has been an outspoken critic of the plan, but prefaced his comments by expressing pride in his Racine heritage.
Our family has been here since 1880. So this is us. We have very, very deep roots here. We have generational roots here.
Dickert has continued to insist that the health of Racine residents and its waters could suffer under the diversion. Waukesha plans to treat the lake water it uses and then return it via the Root River. It makes its way through Racine on its path to Lake Michigan. Dickert loaded on worries about a declining fate for his prize-winning North Beach.
I'm talking about my people. That's who I'm sworn to protect. And that's what I'm going to do. And if some people don't like what I have to say about it, it's fine. But I'm representing the 80,000 people that I represent in this city, and I'm doing my best to do it. So, how's that?
At the time, Dickert was simply a member of the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. It works to protect the massive water resource and is challenging the Waukesha water diversion, which all eight Great Lakes governors approved. Now, 3 months later, with a new career on the horizon, Dickert has ratcheted down his tone a notch or two. Yet he's no less concerned.
The next mayor, whoever that would be, I would hope would work as hard as they can to protect the citizens of Racine. You know, the type of monitoring that they're talking about now is not the monitoring that we think is acceptable, nor
we're talking about monitoring the root as that treated wastewater comes into it.
Right. We need far better monitoring. We need the results. And we need that done by professionals.
When Dickert takes the helm of the city's initiative, its board will dictate his actions. But he believes education will be essential to protecting the Great Lakes.
We have to constantly educate not only our people, but the different legislative bodies on why it's important and what it means if you don't protect it.
Dickert says the lead contamination and mismanagement that surfaced in Flint, Michigan has been a painful but powerful educational tool.
You know, the people of Flint have had to suffer through a bunch of horrible decision-making processes, but the people of this planet have come to realize from it that this is a precious, very fragile system. And if you don't protect it, look what can happen.
Dickert says the danger of lead in drinking water is a drop in the bucket when it comes to threats facing Great Lakes communities. He hopes to sway decision makers through lessons he's learned at home. Racine invested years and massive sums of money to clean up and keep its North Beach swimmable. Now it draws crowds and revenue.
It's a $5 million dollar value per year. Then what does that mean for all of the other beaches along the Great Lakes? But more importantly, what does it mean if the beach is polluted and I'm not getting that money in? If you don't fix it, it may cost you 100 times more later. So why not be proactive than reactive? Because the proactive side is much cheaper.
Dickert anticipates turning in his keys at Racine City Hall early in July, and in the next breath will catch a train to Chicago for his new job. It will become a regular commute. Come on, Dickert says. My family goes back 6 generations in Racine. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.